Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Under one roof, Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right. It is 9:06. Here at Bradford Marine, here in Sherwood. Lev's getting ready to head on to Hot Springs, where he'll meet Justin over at their Hot Springs location. Hey, Roger, man. You're very familiar with that one since that's your city.
I pass it many a time in my life, heading out to where and back. That used to be a long way out there.
Yes, it is. Come up here in just a few minutes. We'll visit with Sidney Moncrief, and he's doing something right down the street. It has to do with entrepreneurship and kids, and he's always doing great things for kids. And he's the GOAT. He's what that program was built on up there. Everything that happens is because of him and the triplets. And always great to talk with him doing good things. Lev, how much longer are you going to be with us?
Well, I'm going to say bye here shortly.
Okay, but I just want to make sure you didn't need to get out of there. So I tell you what, Roger, I mentioned, let's bring on Sidney Moncrief. And I know he was a Milwaukee Buck. But before that, Roger, what was he? Dang straight. He was a Razorback great. I wonder if he knew the fight song back then. What if Eddie made it?
I thought you had to.
Maybe it's a football thing where you had to learn the thing, the fight song. We'll ask him.
Alma mater.
Yeah, that. Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass and, hotline and talk to Sidney Moncrief. Sidney, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Dave. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We are right down the street. Me, Roger, and the owner of Bradford Marine, Lev Bradford, are right down the street here in Sherwood at Bradford Marine. And I saw the email that you were going to be down the street at Jacksonville High School today. And I said, well, goodness gracious, we need to have Sidney on and tell us what you're up to. And because Roger reminded me we talked to you during basketball season about Jersey Cup Junior. You shared some great things about him. So first of all, let's just start. What's going on in Jacksonville today?
Jacksonville, we have an event sponsored by Domino's Pizza. It's what we call pizza and pitch activity. And it's about those youth. Collaborating with the community leaders, and we're trying to get them to gain more confidence, be more curious, work on their ability to have human skills be a part of their everyday life, because as we know, technology is a good thing, right? But it can be detrimental if young people don't have the human and soft skills to complement their technical skills. We do a number of these events. It's very fortunate that Domino's is stepping up. We had Romeo High School last week. We have Hot Springs High School tomorrow. It's a very high-energy, impactful event that we're doing for high school students here at Jacksonville High.
Yeah, I was looking at your partnership with the local Domino's pizza franchise owner, Brent Metter. So we'll give some love to Brent in addition to what you're doing. It's called Pizza and Pitch. The MGC 3030 Shadow, does that mean you're going to have how many business leaders, mentors will be there today? Is it 30 students and 30 leaders? Is that the way it's done?
We'd like about a 3-to-1 ratio with students and leaders. So we will have 10 leaders here today.
Gotcha.
Sometimes we'll have more, but 10 is a good number. That way they get a little bit more engagement, more questions by different students. And they get more information. So it's even though it's called 30 for 30, and Dave, I did not steal it from ESPN. Believe me.
I got you. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Yeah, Sidney, it's I love the fact that you're still trying to make a difference in the lives of people. You have a special spot for young people and have for quite some time.
Yes, and adults, because a lot of times the adults are overlooked, Dave, and you know this.
Yeah.
We have so many initiatives focused on young people, but guess what? Those adults are the ones impacting the young people. I have a pretty good balance between youth and adults, and it's all about making them better. We just want to make them better people, make them kinder, and we're really excited. We have McLarty Auto, we have Saracen, we have Domino's, we have a lot of good sponsors to help assist in what we do.
Yeah, that all gets underway today at 10 a.m. So you're about 50 minutes away from starting, right? It goes from 10 a.m. to 1:30 today at Jacksonville, correct?
I'm like you. I wish I could get paid by every word that I say. But we're going to get started. We did have a little counter, Dave. Every time we say a word, we get a little bit of extra compensation. But we'll start at 10, and we'll have the pitch part will be after lunch. And they'll compete for a pot of $500.
Well, wow, that's nice. The next question I was going to ask is, if I'm a high school principal and I'm listening, or a superintendent, how do I get Moncrief Game Changers, MGC, Roger, is what they call it. How do I get this pizza and pitch entrepreneurial workshop series to my school? What do I do? Just reach out to you personally?
Yeah, they just email me at grit@sydneymoncrief.com.
Okay.
Or go to sydneymoncrief.org and leave me a message also.
Okay, so do you have an agenda? How many schools you want to do? You want to keep it in Central Arkansas? Will you do it in Arkansas or Texas? Where you
I'm
go?
Going to, my goal is to do 15 to 20 next school year, because we're full for the summer. It's to do between September and December 15 to 20 schools throughout high schools throughout the state of Arkansas. That's my goal. And by the way, I have a new book coming out. Yeah. Dave, I have a new book. Wow. I got to plug my new book. It's not out. It's hot on the press, and it's called The Grit Factor Edge. The Grit Factor Edge. And it kind of came to me like, you talk about grit so much in your workshop. I've written 13 books. I don't have one book on grit, so I'm about to put out a new book about how people can utilize the power of growth, resilience, intentionality, and tenacity to grow who they are.
Well, we know one of our favorite movies, Roger, is True Grit. And that's what's the actress's name she was looking for?
She was looking for, the actress? Or
the
Maddie
character.
Ross?
Maddie was looking for
Maddie Ross
someone with grit. True grit.
True Grit.
So I like, we don't use grit yet. Yes, Cindy, go ahead.
Yeah, and now, remember, it's two movies, Dave. There's one that's younger, which would fit you. And that was the newer one. They talked about Fort Smith, Arkansas. And then it's the old grit with John Wayne that would fit me.
Yeah. Oh, listen,
same here, Sydney.
We're not far behind you.
Same here.
Roger and I turned 63 in October. Right. You're a little bit older than us, but not too much. Same generation. So we got a little bit of
same generation. And let's pull for A-Cuff. Let's see if he could be. I think someone told me I was the highest drafted Razorback ever, but I think he deserves to be higher than a fifth pick.
He's not going to. What were you? What were you, four or three? What were you, three or four?
I was five.
Okay. What was Joe Klein? Six. Mm-hmm. I guess Joe was six. Yeah. He's not going to go high. I don't think, according to Christian Weaver, our producer, who's an NBA.
Aficionado.
Yeah, Christian, you don't think he's going to go? What do you think he's going to go, Christian? Top seven, top eight? You think he's going to go?
Yeah, I think he'll go somewhere 5 to 7, probably 6 or 7.
Well, one of the things, Sydney, that when we talked to you earlier, and you were very honest, Lev, I don't know if you heard it, but he was very complimentary of Darius and said, one of the greatest seasons ever in the history. He's an outstanding basketball player, but he said, when you say the word great. Great should apply to every part of your game. You should be great in every part of your game, including defense, which was not one of Darius Acuff Jr.'s strengths. And he knows it. Everybody knows it. Sydney, it's out there, and he's going to be challenged to improve that. Yeah. So he'll get the opportunity. So we'll see. I'm like you. Yeah, we're going to root for him. Hope he goes high.
Well, of course. He's a Razorback.
He's a Razorback.
Forever and ever.
The NBA punish you a little bit more if you're not at least trying to play defense, because the players are obviously bigger, stronger, faster, more skilled. But I will say this about Acuff. He at least tried to play defense. The effort was there. Most of the time.
We knew that he was going to shoot, or he'd look to dish it off. Yeah. I mean, there was that sort of thing. It's not like he slacked or ran out of bounds or got out or didn't run down. So there was that. How tall is he?
6'2".
Sydney, how much do you think that defense that you mentioned? Now, listen, you're a pro.
Yeah, he's a
defensive player.
He was an all-star defensive player, one of the best.
Listen, that's right. Didn't you get six,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, no, defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year, my bad, even better. And maybe twice. Didn't you?
Babe, why would you play me down like that? You don't know.
I thought you got them all.
I'm sorry, Sydney.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
The older I get, the closer you got to winning the championship, in my mind. Anyway, when you look at Acuff, how much is his size and the lack thereof of defense do you think will play a part in that pick? He's not a what do you call it?
He's 6'4", like Sydney was. Yeah, he's 6'2", so. I mean, he's a different kind of player than you.
Got pretty long wingspan for a 6'2 player. And here's the problem. Lack of defense starts in high school.
Yeah.
And now the coaches have trouble holding these kids accountable for playing defense for the fear of them going somewhere else or some other issue. So when Cal gets these young players, you don't really have time in 1 year to build their defensive stamina. The NBA, since players are so, so strong and fast. But let me ask you a question. We watched the NBA playoffs. What percentage of players have we seen that we've said, wow, they really defend?
Well, not many. I think Oklahoma. It's an offensive game. You're right. I mean, people want to see offense. Right. And I was thinking, too. Go ahead.
But no, you have something, Dave. Last night, San Antonio and Oklahoma City, it was 100%. All the guards could play defense and play defense. The Knicks,
they got a little weak
guard with the point guard to score all the points, and then so he will have to step up his defensive game, and they'll give him the tools, I hope, to do that. But I go back to when I played in the NBA, I was playing a lot of minutes, and coach. They wanted to practice hard, and then you had to play 40 minutes, whatever. I was playing a lot of minutes. I told the coach, I said, okay, you either get it in the game or in practice. You're not going to get it in practice in the game.
Good for you.
So A-Cup is saying, you're going to either get on the offense or defense. You're not going to get both. So if a guy doesn't play defense, then as long as they're just like a butt-kicking offensive player, you can overlook some of those issues.
Well, you know, Roger, we could put on, if you put on a videotape of Sidney Moncrief, Alvin Robertson, and Darryl Walker playing defense,
it would be a master between
you three guys and the defense that you played, it would be a masterclass.
And a two-time, back-to-back and belly-to-belly NBA Defensive Player of the Year. There was you. 2 years, Mark Eaton, and then that's when Alvin came on in 85 and 86.
So he got two. Alvin got two.
No, just one. Yeah, one for Alvin.
I did want to ask you about Wembanyama. Obviously a very unique talent. You played against some of the greatest players to ever play the game. What's your thought of his game, and can you compare it to anybody you played against, the big guys that you played against?
Not really. He's just so unique as a player. When I saw him, when I saw the highlights before he was drafted, I remember having a conversation with Marcus Johnson. Marcus didn't think he would be as great of a pro. I said, no, this kid's skill set and his attitude and everything about him will make him very, very special. Now, I will say this. I'm not hating. He's not as good as Kareem.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, you could certainly make comparison.
Right, because or Wilt, because they had more strength than he had. He has more athleticism. But you notice when he gets hit, if you notice his, when he's on defense and he's having to move, he gets twisted around and he falls down a lot.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have that strong core and that strong body. But I would take him any day on my team. Any day.
He would be
one of my top five players.
Yeah, we were talking about Chamberlain had a 75. I think it was 75 pounds more at 7'1" than Wembanyama is at 7'5".
That is. I don't know if it's strange, maybe for lack of a better term, but when we think about defense, and we do think about Sidney, you were the inaugural
NBA.
Is that the first one?
That was the first two ever. I mean, it started in 82. I didn't realize that. But with you and those guys and Al, we knew you were in their pocket. You were right there on them. But, you know, we don't see any of the other folks. We don't see
any more defensive players.
You know, the big guys that we're talking about. You know what? I guess they weren't looked at.
Well, I think point
because
guards,
you play in defense.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're blocking the shots.
Guys at all?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you look at Wembanyama and some of these other guys, but...
Yeah, he was the defensive player of the year this year.
Yeah. But
back in the day, there weren't the big guys. That
yeah,
were the
I mean, Mutombo, you know.
Okay, that's
more. Alonzo Mourning.
Well, okay.
I mean, yeah, but you, Akeem...
So what are you... I'm
just saying, you know, I don't look at them. They're not given... Jabbar and Chamberlain and all those guys because they were just down low. Well, they didn't have it back then.
Yeah, that's
what,
right.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 3 points.
They didn't get it.
The only player I would think could shoot the ball as well as Wemby, if he was allowed to, would be Kareem.
Yeah.
Remember, if you're not practicing your three-point shot, you're not going to be a good three-point shooter. If you shot a three-pointer, you better make it when I play. you were just not going to be backing up shots if you want to stay in the game. So that, to me, he would be in that category, Kareem, because he was a good foul shooter, which points to him being a good shooter.
And when that's got hooked, he didn't need to step out,
No, he didn't need to step out, but Wemby is unreal. I like his spirit, his energy. He gets knocked around. He just keeps coming back, and he's a special... I know I'm saying something that's so redundant. He's a special, special player. It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Now, the only problem he might have, you know what that might be?
What's that?
He might get too Americanized.
Okay. All right.
Now,
Sydney's dropping all the hints. He did that about A-Cup. Listen, you need to continue. I know you're so busy. Your basketball analysis. We've enjoyed having you on when you talk basketball, talking about analyzing other players. Yeah. I was going to ask real too something much more superficial before we let you go. Did any Sutton make you guys? Did you guys have to remember learn the fight song when you were a basketball player in Arkansas or no?
It would have been revolting like crazy.
Well, see, that's the difference. That's the difference, Sydney. Lou Holtz made us do the fight song. Hey, Sydney Moundtree, if you played football for me, you would be learning the Razorback fight song, but not for Eddie Sutton. That's fine. All right, I'm just wondering.
No.
All right.
We had 3 hours of this. No, that wasn't my wagon wheel. All right, guys.
All right, listen,
we're
going to let you get back to work. It's the Pizza and Pitch Entrepreneurial Workshop Series. That's 10 o'clock till 1:30 today at Jacksonville. Sydney's doing great work. Reach out to him on Facebook, Moncrief Game Changers. Whether it be adults or kids, this guy's making a difference. Got a new book coming out, which is amazing. You've written more than a dozen books. But I love the fact that your spirit, you keep giving back, Sydney, and it's outstanding. We appreciate you jumping on with us every once in a while, squeezing us in. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Sydney.
Hey, I appreciate you guys' support always. You're my man, always.
Thanks, Sydney.
I love football players. I love aggressive linebackers that can play.
Thanks, Sydney. Right, appreciate you, buddy. All right. Take care.
I said that good play. You heard that, didn't you, babe?
Yes. All right. Very nice.
Good thing.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, you know he didn't. You know Sydney didn't hang out with you during your year and all that because he calls you Dave. That's a day giveaway on some of those things. What kind of linebacker did he say?
We're basically the same. We're all the same. He first implied that, but he's got to only be what 67. You see, if he finished in 78. He would be right. Look at it. Let's see what his. What do you think his age is? I think he's 68 or something. If we're 63, I think he's only like 5 years old. He's like Hampton. Same age as Hampton.
Yeah. So what do you mean?
We're basically the same age. We're in the same era. You know, first he was talking about we want to be the younger True Grit. All right. I know you got to get.
Well,
out
you
here.
Look younger.
Yeah. I know you got to get out of here, Lev. You're going to the next bus show.
Next bus show. One for me is done. Going to number two.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hit number three on the tail side.
Well, you got a new co-host you got to deal with.
I don't know him. I don't know Phil.
You're going to get less talk time because Phil's going to step in there.
Well,
that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Listen, maybe Phil wants to do, you know, Phil lives in Little Rock, right? So he's, you know, maybe he's, I don't know if he's a boatman. Maybe he's a boatman.
We'll find out.
I'm not sure. Well, thanks. Hey, listen, it's it's a celebration here at Bradford, all the seven locations now all the way through Monday.
Yes.
Website will give you everything, give you all the location inventory.
Yes.
So that
yes.
maybe is a great place to start, depending on where you are.
That's where to start, bradfordmarine.com. Come into any of these locations. I'm not saying that, but everybody's busy. Start there. You can start your credit application there, figure out what you want. Then you come in and verify it, and then we'll get you on the water. We'll get you in the woods and or on the road. So all we do is sell fun. We want to make it easy and simple. We're turnkey. If you want to be on the water this weekend, you will be on the water this weekend.
Awesome.
Just the bottom line. We'll make it happen.
Well, congratulations on all the continued success.
Thank you.
Have a good one. I wanted to ask Christian. I guess you got a chance to hear all of Sydney's comments. Would you like to? It's sort of tough for you to jump in because we were having a delay, pretty bad delay with Sydney as it was. Thanks. Any thoughts on the things he had to say about old game, new game, whatever?
He's right that Wimby is a very special player, and he could play in any era. I mean, he could go up against Wilt, in my opinion, or he could go against Kareem, especially when he gets in his prime. He's early in his career right now. Can you imagine Wimby in a game where he didn't have to leave the paint? Nobody could shoot, or nobody was shooting threes, and he could just stay parked in the paint, didn't have to go out on the perimeter and all kinds of stuff. And then also,
go ahead.
You also have to keep in mind that a lot of the big men then did not go guard in the perimeter. And if Wimby was dribbling, and that's why I hate comparing eras of basketball, because it's so different. It's such a different game.
It just than it is. Used to Those be. Guys down there. Yeah.
yeah it's yeah. it's
they,
just.
They stay down low.
The big men now can dribble out on the perimeter, but they're not they're not as good closer to the basket and stuff. So
yeah, that's right. That's right.
They both have strengths and flaws. So I mean, it's just
Big O was a big man that came out.
He was a very talented guy.
I mean, we remember what he did to Shaq when Coach said this is how we're going to do it.
He could get away from the paint.
Yeah, but Chamberlain.
You go back and look at Chamberlain's video, and it reminds you of
when you didn't go in because they would pack your stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
he didn't go in.
You look at the domination of Chamberlain in those early years. He was so much physically better and bigger and faster and could jump and could do it. He dominated the game like nobody probably in the history of the NBA just because he was the first freak show.
I wish Connor Vanover, is that right? Is that his name?
I think so.
I wish he would have put on 65 pounds and not... Well, and then not shoot, because that, to me, was almost... I don't see a big man out there doing that. I'm not saying it's bad, I'm just saying he's old school.
Yeah, he wasn't an athletic type. Probably fit him more kind of... Let me just go out there and shoot threes. Yeah.
Well, when you're in high school and you've got that thing, you can do anything you want. And that's what he had.
Well, I do like the personality of Wembanyama. Watching him last night, he's animated, he's fun. Yeah, he's fun. Again, I would love to see, because you're right, it's sometimes not fair to compare generations. Right. He would certainly fit in with the greats of old, and he's still young. And but you know what I was noticing last night? Maybe it's me, but because I get off my lawn guy. Mm-hmm. But I was watching those two teams, and I just, I think back to when we watched the NBA back in the 80s. When you knew it was the Bird Celtics versus the Bulls, and all five of the starters, it seemed like, I don't know, it just seemed like we knew them better. Maybe because I'm not paying attention.
Well, you watched more. You watched more then.
I think it's true, but I'm just saying, were they more household names back then than the NBA teams of today? You've got some star power with SGA and Wembanyama last night, but if you go past a couple too, I didn't know this. And you're right, I don't watch as much.
More household names to those who watched more back then. If you don't watch now, then you're not going to know the players.
So much to that, Christian. And Baz, to that point, now you may know because you've dealt with them and their family, but I knew where every Razorback played back in the day. When they left the team, I knew Sidney was over here. I knew Alvin was in San Antonio. I knew where they were.
Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, I watched a ton of Major League Baseball in the mid-2010s. I don't watch as much now, so I don't know, the Astros, or I don't know the Cardinals' entire starting lineup, but I did 10 years ago. That doesn't mean they're not household names. I'm just not paying attention.
Sure.
But you think about it, you didn't have back then, you didn't have social media, so you watched TV and you didn't have as many channels back then. And so it seemed to me, maybe, again, it's a prisoner of the moment, it seemed like the players were more well-known, you know, because they seemed to get more exposure, you know, three or four deep. And maybe it's the personalities they have, those Jordan teams, those Bird teams, you know, the Dominique Wilkins. Maybe it's just because it seems like we weren't as distracted back then. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody's distracted now.
There was less going on. You did not have a ball game in the background as background stuff.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have a computer. You didn't have all those things.
You're right. We didn't have laptops. You didn't have any of that stuff.
The other distractions going on, so you didn't do that. On top of the fact that, you know, back in those days, we knew more of the NCAA, even the casual fan, but we were sports fans back then. We knew all the other college teams. We knew the star of each one. We knew where they went in the NBA, and we followed them. Now, Acuff made such an outstanding 1 year at the University of Arkansas that is exactly what it is. It's 1 year. We don't get to know them, and they moved on.
That's
you've moved on. Now we've got to get we got a new baby here. Yeah, we got to take care of that.
I think the one and done deal.
All those things
is distracting, and I think too,
there's
just much more to distract our attention.
Much
now
more. You're 100%.
And I was going to say
100%
for people like me who love basketball and watch it all the time. I mean, it's great because you can watch every single game now if you want to.
Right.
But back in the day, you know, you would get the top teams. You would get the Bulls, the Lakers, the Celtics.
True.
Those would be the games that were on ABC or NBC, and they would be on every single week. But you didn't see the Miami Heat play. You didn't see the Charlotte Hornets play all that much, you know. You got the top teams, and they would be in the primetime matchups, and you didn't see as many of the older teams.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Somebody also made the point, too. Michael Jordan won the Defensive Player of the Year multiple times. I wonder how many times he won defense.
Twice.
Yeah,
did Michael Jordan? I didn't see it.
I think.
What's that?
Twice, I think.
He was always on the all-defensive team, which was, being a scorer like he was just sort of, it was a unique deal. So, it's interesting. I think, you know, a player today could have played much more physical.
The great transcend time.
That's right. And it was a different game then. As much as you asked Joe Klein, it was much more physical. It was just, you know, it was just a different... And the guys are more athletic now than they were then overall. I mean, you certainly had some athletes. You know, who was it, Bill Russell? Or was it Chamberlain that could high jump like 6'8 or something? So you had athletic guys back then. But
and some, you didn't have to be athletic.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there were some of those guys that were just built... I think Alvin Robertson.
Oh yeah,
he was just built. He was just male chicken strong.
It just when I watched that game last night, and that's the first really I've watched a lot of the game. I was thinking back when it was the Lakers versus the Bulls, and seeing that the Lakers had I knew the top five, and they were all well known. And maybe you're right. There's so much going on now to pay attention to. Maybe you don't, you know, maybe it's tough to pay attention to everybody like it used to be.
Way further down your totem pole than it probably used to be.
There's no question about that. Yeah, there's no question there. That's true. That's what I enjoyed last night. That was a good game. It was a sloppy at times. It was a better defensive game. Obviously, the scoring was not there. And SGA, you know, everybody can say, like I said earlier about Wembanyama, he just was missing shots. There was nobody in his face. He just missed shots. And one of those nights, I'm sure that probably won't be that way every time. All right, we got some messages, I know, on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. A little Midnight Rider.
Come on.
There, Roger. Thank you.
Somebody just sent us a picture.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I'll have to send it.
It's AI. Yeah, they sent it to Christian to let him send it?
I don't know if they sent it to him or not. I just asked him to send it here on the text line. I don't know where.
What is it, just for those who just tuned in?
It's a picture, strength and honor, of Baz and I, AI'd, and I can't find it. I can't find it where. Oh, there it is right there, strength and honor.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good. I've got a mustache. Look at that. Put a mustache on me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And you got a little perm action happening there.
Look at you. You got your glasses on.
That's the only thing.
You're fighting it.
Those are my sales. But I need to see. You know what? I went to look at some glasses yesterday, and Samantha said, and I said, I just wish you were there so you could see what it looks like. She goes, well, why couldn't you see? Why didn't you just tell me what you think? I said, because they're not glasses. I have to see. To see what they look like. I can't see without my glasses. So when I put on sample glasses, they're not prescription. I couldn't see. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It also doesn't make sense when, you know, we leave the house and she says, hey, do not leave the dryer running. I went, well, you know, do the towel. She said, well, it'll cause a fire. I said, but you'll put a pot roast on the stove and let it cook for 6 hours while we're gone.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot happening. But guess what? She was right in every one of them, so I just move on.
Just say before we go. Say Duel.
FanDuel?
I heard the spot earlier.
What? What'd you say?
I heard that spot
I'm not
earlier.
Changing it until I get a new spot.
Say one more time.
Until you tell me to change it.
Say one more
but
time.
But listen, when I start out, I say FanDuel.
Okay, that sounds normal.
But as I get down to the sixth time of saying it in one spot, it goes from FanDuel, Oakland, powered by FanDuel. FanDuel. And then it goes, it's just one word, it's FanDuel.
All right.
Say celebrity.
Say celebrity. All right, don't go away. 9:35 live from Bradford Marine.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
The SEC baseball tournament gets started today at 9:30. Game 1 will feature Ole Miss and Missouri facing off. Kentucky and Vanderbilt will play following the conclusion of that game. Game 3 will be important for Arkansas fans as Tennessee will take on South Carolina at 4:30. The winner of that game will face Arkansas tomorrow at 4:30. Then in the final game of the night, Oklahoma and LSU will go at it following the conclusion of Game 3. And the Arkansas Travelers return home tonight riding a 5-game win streak. They'll be hosting the Springfield Cardinals for a 6-game series. Barring a weather delay or postponement, they'll play at 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms for this afternoon. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, still a 60% chance of rainfall and a 70% chance of rain tomorrow. Now, we could get some stronger thunderstorms this afternoon with Southwest Arkansas having a little chance of severe storms. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion, Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
The Diamond Hogs have their sights set on Omaha. Hear every game along the way with 103.7 The Buzz, brought to you by Bet Saracen, the only local sports betting app in Arkansas. Bet local. Bet Arkansas. Bet with Bet Saracen.
You work out, but you walk the same route. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines.
You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks from Fence Brokers going the extra mile.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzeman Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hard-court action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Political strategist and host of the Sunday Buzz, Bill Vickery, gets in the mix with the guys on Morning Mayhem, courtesy of Arkansas's best Chevy dealers, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local family market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your family market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, it's 9:40 here at Bradford Marine. Do want to give a shout-out to my good friends at Simmons Bank, Raj. Jay Brogdon is the new president. George Makris is obviously retired and had an unbelievable run. And, you know, they've gone from just a few $1,000 120 years ago in assets to almost $30 billion. But it's not just about the big dollars. It's about the local taking care of customers like me. And I want to give out a shout-out to Tricia, my banker up in the Heights, the Simmons Bank up in the Heights, Raj.
Right.
I'm getting ready to go, you know, out of the country, so I need to make sure my cards are, you know, make
they
sure
work.
That's right.
For security.
And so, so she's taking good care of me. I want to give her a shout out. She also listens to the show. She, yeah. How about that? So anyway, they're a great bank. You know, wherever the branch is closest to you, go by and check them out and tell them that Basil sent you. Again, been doing 120 years. They've given dividends to shareholders for almost all of those years, 116 consecutive years. And it's easy to open an account with just a few clicks. They can do it. And good people, proud to be cool. Endorsing them for quite some time. Of course, you know, they're a sponsor of the Touchdown Club. They have the amazing golf tournament. And just do a lot of good things. And their name's on a lot of buildings, a lot of stadiums, and those kind of things. But
yeah,
the main thing is just making sure they take good care of you, and they do. They put a lot of emphasis on that, take a lot of pride in it. So Simmons Bank, that's my bank, and I'm proud of it. So.
That's right on. I like that tagline right there. Simmons Bank, that's my bank.
I like and that. I'm proud of it. So, Roger, you just went. I didn't know, Kristen, that Roger had the ability to do this, but you received an AI
version. Yeah, from a listener, yeah.
And it had had your glasses.
It had you, because you noticed, yeah, it was, and I just sent it to you, Christian.
So it's Roger looking very tough, but he's got his black glasses on from 1957.
Yeah. What? So, you suck.
So as he goes, yeah, everything looks great there, but he's got his glasses on. So
have your glasses
on. You took that picture, you put it into the chat.
Put it into the chat GTP,
and it said, take off the glasses.
The reading glasses.
And the look on your face, I mean, it's a real tough.
It's a tough look, but it also looks like maybe I got
like
a potty.
Mr. Traps over there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's what that is.
That's what I'm saying.
Where we got that picture from?
I think it's that picture like that he has at Corky's, where it's
up the
full
wall,
frontal.
With the mustache.
He's in his uniform, you know, this and that, but he's got curly hair. He went and got a perm before
it's
the
fight. Why don't you do that anymore, Bess?
Yeah, it's just. I don't think Jessica would like it. I do let it get a little around the Fu Manchu deal.
See, that's where my hair is going to be when it comes in. It's going to be that short. It's going to be over my head, and
look
I'm going to be.
Look at that! Is that not amazing?
And you know
it's got it.
And you know what that looks gonna, what? It's going to say? I will have my revenge. No, vengeance. What does he say?
I will have my vengeance.
I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
He's also the same guy who said strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, Kristen, if we go two strength and honors, you got to get the third.
Yeah, you have to come in. That's part of the deal.
So if
hey, listen, it's almost bro call. When you hear it, you better perk up.
Yeah, here we go. So, for example, Roger.
Yeah.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Okay. Yeah, boom. Boom. Okay. Do you have the force? One more time. If this is the scene, this is the scene in Gladiator just before. It's
the full scene.
It's the fight scene where he's getting ready to battle. I forget who the group
play
is.
Play the full scene if you can, Christian. You don't have
it. That's a different one.
No,
that's a different one. It's a different one from the end.
Oh, you
this
want.
This is at the beginning. That where strength and. That's at the beginning.
Oh, you want them. My name is Meridius Maracca.
No. It's this, the strength.
We don't have the full one.
No, I don't want the full one. Just the one you've been playing on.
Strength and honor.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. That's what we want.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Now, Christian, we'll have a little delay.
Whose head was it?
It was one of his guys.
When he says, my name is Meridius Maximus Glutimus.
I don't think he called it Glutimus.
And he looks at, and you see Joaquin Phoenix look back to the you know, because Joaquin is going, dude, I want to be, it's almost, and I don't even know the scene, but he's going, man, I want to know who you are. You know, what's going on, this and that. So he goes, I said I'll have your name now. Now he's getting really tough. And he turns around, and you can see Joaquin starts quivering. His lips start quivering.
I have not noticed
that's
that.
Great acting. Well, as
Joaquin
much as you've
great
seen
in that movie, he was very
he was such
very
a great, hateable.
Yeah.
He's one of the best hateables.
Well, don't tell me. So, obviously, Maximum Glutimus's wife and son were murdered.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So you know that. You've got to watch
but
that.
But he says it. My
husband
to a murdered wife.
We heard it night.
Father
we've heard
to
it
a murdered son.
Times, yes.
And I'm a Maximus Glutimus.
Yes. It won't be as good because you know everything. About
will it not be? Or will, will I be able to finally take the movie?
I think you'll still enjoy it.
And put it all together.
I tell you.
And another one. Do not watch the second one, Roger.
Yeah, the second was terrible.
We didn't
watch it in itself.
Right, well, y'all told me, so you don't need to watch it then.
No, don't
tell
watch
you,
it.
I'm not sure who's more hateable, that guy, Joaquin Phoenix in
right.
Gladiator, or I watched just a few minutes of the day of from this Revolutionary War movie with
Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
I mean Patrick, what's his name?
Mel Gibson.
Oh yeah.
That dude.
And
by the way, he says Mel Gibson goes, "I'm before this war is
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you."
Yeah, because before because that, the dude yeah. says, "Well, he goes,
did you enjoy
sniveling little kid?"
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then he goes, one of the ultimate hateable characters is Nurse Ratched.
Well, sure. Well, listen,
yeah, she's hateable.
But Joe Klein will know this one, and any fan of the Kevin Costner, Robert Duvall movie, Open Range, will appreciate this guy too, because in the Patriot,
yeah.
where the guy goes, yeah, did he snivel or
yeah,
whatever like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Is there's a character in that Kevin Costner movie that Kevin Costner goes up to this gunslinger
yeah,
and says,
end,
"No, at the, yeah, at the, towards the gunfight at the beginning of the gunfight," and says, "Are you the one that killed my friend?" He goes, "Yeah. I killed the dog too, and I liked it." He turns around, and then shoots him right in the head. Yeah, because the dude goes, "Yeah, I killed the dog and liked it."
And the guy didn't think he was going to do it.
No, he just pulls the gun, boom, it's over. Then everybody else right beside him craps himself and goes, "Stuck you." It's over. So those three guys, those are two great bad guys.
Also, too, we got to give a shout out to Joy Mosley, who always listens.
Hey, Joy, yeah.
He just came by all boat up. He's the cousin of Jessica.
He is right now being, he said he was going over to some manufacturer because they make speed bumps out of his arm mold, is what they have. They're massive.
His name is Joy. What did I say?
He was a teacher and coach at Des Arc, Arkansas.
No, that can't be the same guy.
No, it is. Yeah.
You think he calls himself Marine Joe?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
He was a coach over there. He took us to state one year. It was one of our better Arkansas, or it was one of our better Desert teams ever.
Well, he's a faithful listener, and he told me about his son playing, and I had no idea
because
that his background was in coaching. Okay.
Yeah, he was, when I was over at Walk-Ons for one of the Arkansas basketball games, he came up and introduced himself, and then he was like, "Do you remember me?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I recognized him.
I'll be darned. I didn't realize.
And
maybe
he said he was related to Jessica. So I was like, that's the same guy.
Well, that's it. Got to be.
Yeah, that's it.
Got to hold on. What is this right here?
"My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next."
It's one of the great scenes. It's one of the great movie scenes.
That's a great line, because dude says, "It don't matter if I die today, I'm coming back. I'm going to kill you."
Why have you not watched this movie, Roger?
It's ridiculous.
Well, because you know what? I'm not a period guy. Why? What'd you say?
Have you seen Spartacus with Kirk
Douglas? Oh, that is terrible. What now?
Spartacus. I need to.
Yeah, that's based on true story.
Hey, what can you think? Just turn around. That's so finally turns around.
You know, and I'm looking at, you know, as he's turning around, if you don't know who it is, when he's turned around and he has the helmet on, which we've got to get one of those, you know, for our next promo.
Yeah.
He is so thin compared to when he played Gehring in...
Oh, yeah, he's put on a ton of weight in 20 years.
Oh, a ton of weight.
He's big and nice guy, too.
He's a super duper guy. You could progress him. You could watch him progress, but that made him a super stud.
So good.
No,
but
he takes off, he's got a nice beard.
I like when... they were talking about him playing Hermann Göring. They're like, "He put on a lot of weight." It's like, no, that's what he looks like now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly. But what a fantastic actor.
He is great.
What he did in The Cinderella Man was outstanding.
Early
too.
In the 2000s, there was not a hotter actor than him. He had A Beautiful Mind, L.A. Confidential,
American Gangster,
The
movie.
Insider.
Everywhere. Yeah, he's everywhere. So good. All right, let's take a break. Come back. We'll wrap things up. We'll pitch to Justin and Phil, who are... Justin is down in the Hot Springs at the Bradford Marine, where we are, one of seven locations across the state. You can also go online to be able to check out every little bit of inventory here at BradfordMarine.com. So, all right, don't go away. We'll be back and wrap things up 9:49.
Back to school.
Hey, folks, David Basil here. If you haven't been to Oaklawn lately, now's a great time to make the trip down to Hot Springs. Yeah, racing season may be over, but let me tell you, the action never stops at Arkansas's only racing casino resort. Right now, they've got the Boats and Bucks giveaway going on. Every time you play in May, you're earning entries for a shot at cash and even a brand new Barletta party barge. And the big drawing is happening this Sunday, so don't miss out. If you haven't checked out the casino lately, 100% smoke-free, open 24/7 with over 1,500 slots, plus all your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and craps. Plus, the dining is outstanding. Whether you want something upscale like the Bugler or Oak Room, or just wings in a game at Mainline Sports Bar, they've got you covered. You can even make a full getaway out of it. Book a stay at the hotel, hit the Astro Spa, catch a show this summer. It's all right there. Trust me, it's worth the trip. Come join the fun at Oaklawn in Hot Springs. Book your visit now at oaklawn.com. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
The Memorial Day celebration is in full swing at all Bradford Marine and ATV statewide locations. Bring your family to any Bradford Marine and ATV and see your new 2026 SunTracker 22 XP3, ready for family summer fun. Powered by a 150 horsepower Mercury with instant savings up to $2,250. Buy today, have fun today. Now through May 25th, it's the SunTracker Memorial Day sale at all Bradford Marine and ATV locations or visit bradfordmarine.com. Your authorized SunTracker dealer.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at rainbowrestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Guatney Buick GMC is ready to knock sales out of the park in May with the Penny's playoff sales event.
Fouled up.
And the competition's crying foul because this month Guatney's pricing is not factory authorized. Coming in with a heavy hitter, it's the 2026 Sierra 1500 at just 2.9% for 72 months and no payments until Labor Day. Plus, the bases are loaded with Buicks. Encore, Invista, Envision, and Enclave. All available at just 0.9%. Take a swing at GMC Terrain at just $279 per month. Or slide into home plate in a 2026 GMC Canyon two-wheel drive elevation at just $249 per month. Call 501-945-4444. It's the Penny's playoff sales event at Guatney Buick GMC. 5700 Landers Road in North Little Rock. Guatney Buick GMC. GMC, we are professional grade. All offers with approved credit. Terrain and Canyon are low mileages. See dealer for details.
Ever wonder what bugs do when you're not looking? With Bugtopia at the Little Rock Zoo, the world beneath your feet gets big. Like really big. Meet the bugs that pollinate, build, and buzz our planet to life, up close and larger than ever. Bugtopia, crawling into the Little Rock Zoo March 21st through September 20th. It's wonder magnified and included with your zoo admission. Learn more at littlerockzoo.com.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. And Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their heat and eat meal solution items in their deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entrees and sides all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The heat and eat meal solution is now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is chicken pot pie for only $7.49 per pound with twice baked potatoes for $4.99 per pound.
Gas is so expensive these days, but not with fuel-efficient vehicles. From Chris Crane Hyundai in Conway, like the Tucson's loaded with technology, and there's even a hybrid model.
Stop playing the gas pump lottery with new Hyundai hybrids with up to 50 miles per gallon. Or get 0% financing for up to 60 months on new 2026 Tucson's and new 2026 Elantras. Start at just $22,995 at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, that same Darren McFadden that you just heard right there was in Dallas last night at the Star with Coach Silverfield. Did you see that?
I did. I sure did. Several people pointed out that he is the greatest of all time. About time.
There it is.
That's it. That's not the one.
This is
the comeback kid.
This is, look at that. Look at those shoulder pads.
Wow. I didn't even know you were wearing shoulder pads.
I'm showing Roger a picture, Chris.
It's a huge number three. That jersey number is as big as a smart car.
Strength and honor. Very nice. Very nice. There we go. If we go to war, if we find ourselves in a war, we look at each other.
Would you drink this? What's that all about? I wouldn't drink this. What's that all about?
We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. Let me know when you have Justin on there, too, by the way.
I got him loaded up, so we'll see.
Okay, someone said, hey, Baz, make sure that you have a credit card in addition to your debit card. Much easier traveling overseas. I do have a credit card. I just don't always carry it with me.
Does Simmons recommend getting a new card for just something like that? You just use your credit card. Yeah, you don't use your debit for much of anything, if anything at all.
Here?
You use it as a credit card.
Yeah, I use my debit card all the time here. But
no?
But yeah.
You don't?
For you can't rent a car with a debit card, and you can't, you know, something.
I didn't know what you can do with it.
Joy said,
you were talking about.
Justin, are you there? Yeah. Acree, somebody said Acree's always asked who has a punchable face. Same thing. Hateable face, punchable face. Definitely that goes
I shot
too.
A dog too, and I kind of enjoyed it. What? You the one who shot my friend?
I think I hear the ocean.
No, I think I hear Phil at a baseball game. That's what I hear.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. It's the ocean of people.
You hear people.
I hear an ocean of people. I hear people. Maybe not an ocean.
Is that
of
him?
That's
is that Philly?
That's Acree.
Oh.
Isn't it?
No, that was Phil. That was Phil. Yeah.
Oh, was it? Phil, are you there?
Phil Elsa.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm at the Hoover Met right now watching Mizzou and Ole Miss.
Phil, welcome to Morning Mayhem.
Welcome aboard, Phil. Welcome.
Ready to go.
Phil Elsa, an official appearance as a teammate.
How about that?
That's right. I like being your teammates, guys. I've been on the air with you guys like a lot of times, but usually it's just been as some. You know, like you've left tickets for me. You know, now we're actually playing for the same team. We're in the same dugout.
Right.
You don't have to throw your hotel key at me after the game or anything, so we can hang out afterwards. This is cool.
Yes, yes, yes. Very nice. I know we don't have much time here. I know we're getting close to the break. Obviously, you'll give us a report on the games today, and of course, the Razorbacks will take on the winner of South Carolina and Tennessee tomorrow. What time is game time tomorrow? 4:30. Is that right?
4:30, as long as everything goes according to plan. Which when there's four games in a day, and sometimes a little weather doesn't always go according to plan, but we'll see.
Any rain there today expected or no?
I think today's okay. It really looks like the first chance of rain might be right around the time the Hogs should be in about the sixth or seventh inning tomorrow. But again, who knows?
All right. Well, do not go away. Phil and Justin and Brad from Marine are up next. Good job back in the studio, Chris. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. Thanks for Alan Brad for having us out here today.
Strength and honor.
Boom. Oh, you threw back at us. Boom, boom, boom. All right. Do not go away. The Zone's up next. Thanks again for listening. We appreciate you.
Do you feel that, Arkansas? The lotto jackpot is now more than $1 million. Why should you care? Because this million-plus prize can only be won in Arkansas. There are two lotto drawings every week, and the jackpot keeps growing until there's a winner. Join the fun and play lotto today. A $2 ticket could change your life. Get yours in stores today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.